Since the fall of Adam and Eve, people have wondered, what's God like? And for thousands of years, scholars and theologians, they memorized his laws and they studied his claims, but no one dared to say that they knew what God was like. And how could they? And the reason for this is that after the fall, no one had ever seen or actually been with God. John wrote in his gospel, no one has ever seen God, but the unique one, who is himself God, is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us. I'd like to think that when Jesus dwelt amongst us, his clothes were whiter than everyone else's, that his hair was always perfectly combed, and that when he spoke, the sound of his voice was like none other. But the truth is that Jesus looked and sounded just like every other man of his time, so much so that for 33 years he walked amongst us, and the Bible says that not even his own people recognized him. But even though he sounded and looked common, there was nothing common about him. Eventually, Jesus was sentenced to death for claiming to be the Son of God or God himself. But after his resurrection, he finally convinced many that he was who he claimed to be. And because Jesus dwelt amongst us, we know what people for thousands of years wished they could discover, what God is like. Now, the most important thing we can learn about God as a result of Jesus dwelling amongst us is that he loves us. You may think that people have always known that God loves them, but that is not the case. Most people related to God based on their ability to keep the laws, not love. And since no one is able to consistently keep God's laws, many summarize that God has to be mad at them. Sadly, many people today still think that God is mad at them. So they run from him and they hide from him. But if nothing else, perhaps the most important thing Jesus taught us about God is how much he loves us. I'll remind you of the famous verse that John wrote, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.